Right, good evening. Welcome to the third episode of Eagles Chat on this glorious historic day in the history of Sheffield Eagles. If you're new to the club and you wonder why everyone's going happy St. Aston's Day or the best day in Eagles history, then yeah, I'd put it up there with one of the greatest days. I have a lot of greatest days to remember by, but I think Wembley has to be in the top one. Has to be. Lots and lots of great memories, lots and lots of wonderful times that happened during that 24 hours and things. So it was a cool, it was a bittersweet one for me because of things that happened before that final, which I'll get into later. The memories of Sheffield Eagles beating Wembley will remain with me for the rest of my life. It was without a shadow of a doubt the greatest day that we ever knew. There wasn't the biggest, it was the I remember it being the first Wembley Cup final that wasn't sold out in about 10 years. We took quite a few fans, and we had all the neutrals that were going to be on the side of the Eagles against the mighty Wigan Warriors. And I've still got all the grandstand of that day. BBC One's sports programme used to be grandstand. And on that day, we used to, and I've got the whole grandstand kit recorded from all the build-up of the final, all the horse racing, all the other bits and bobs of it. But to get to the end, and absolutely amazing time. I couldn't fault it in a million ways. It loved it. Absolutely loved it. there's been a lot of memories if I remember that one. Excuse me one second. There was a lot of great memories. A lot of people have got great memories as well. Getting to Wembley itself. Remember the cup run itself was just like made for us, because as soon as we got to, we think it was, we played Lee first at their place and just annihilated them, just put them out to pasture. And then we got the amateurs Egremont up from Cumbria, and all I remember that time being in the office and Mike Turner, the operations person and things, was saying like, how am I going to promote this? How can I get people to come and watch this game? It's going to be impossible. It's going to be impossible. So then we beat Egremont, and I just remember I was the Eagle man for the season. I started being Freddie that season, and I was waiting for a knee operation at the time. So we had the Egremont, and then we got to Castleford, which was the quarter-final, which, lo and behold, BBC Grandstand had picked for the tie of the round, which we'd never been on Grandstand ever. We'd never been on BBC One ever. And about a week before, all the shirts had to get back because we just announced... Hello, Billy. We just announced that we just had a major sponsorship deal with LG Electronics. So all of a sudden, this was sewn over the badge. It was like, it just put this white patch of LG over the top of the badge. So the badge of the Eagles had disappeared off the shirts. And it was like, whoa, wait, where the bloody hell's the badge gone? And it was just literally, they just sewn the patch on it to cover it up for the match on Saturday. So we had we had that to deal with. And then we beat that, and there was a famous Castleford one, was the Keith Senior's punch on Barry John Mather, which just knocked him knocked him out. How he stayed on that pitch, we'll never know in a million years. He got banned for a few games, which took him out of the semi-final and took him out of some of the league games. I remember seeing about that, and Barry John Mather dived. I agree. I totally agree. Hello, Ian. Nice to greet you. Welcome to Eagles Chat. We got the semi-final, which, personally for me, was a race against time. Because I've been waiting for this knee operation for 3 years. And about 10 days before, well, 2 weeks before the semi-final. Week before. It was a week Friday the week before. I took into hospital to have my knee rebuilt. I had an ACL operation, so went inside, went under the knife, and hello, Dawn. Hello, hello. And I remember going for that, and then coming out of hospital the day before the semi-final, doing a radio interview with Radio Sheffield on crutches, and then going on a bus, on a coach from Sheffield to Leeds on crutches, by the way. Just come out of hospital the day before. And we got to the semi-final gate, and I just remember a friend of mine, Vicky, gave me this box, and I said, can you come with me? I can't carry him. So she got in the ground. I remember seeing Tim Adams, the chairman of Sheffield Eagles at the time. Say no more. Saw Tim Adams, and then I saw Ralph Rimmer, another one, and Mike Turner, and everyone, and all of them asked me, are you okay to do this? And I says, wild horses won't stop me. So literally got changed, dragged the legs over my knee, just to get it over my knee was just heartache. And did the semi-final. The semi-final, I remember with Mark and everything like that, and Dale scoring a try, and then Mark pulling the strings in the last 10 minutes, and that idiot of a Salford fan that took out the referee. I remember that, and I remember seeing on TV that Bright Sodgy and everybody just dragged this guy off him and then just pulverised him, and all the Eagles fans took over. Wembley, different kettle of fish altogether. We got told, for every single person, now if everybody remembers this, then this was what we was told. For the best part of 5 weeks, 5-6 weeks, we was told we're going to make the numbers up. Wigan's going to murder us. They're going to tear us apart. Wigan have never lost at Wembley. They've never lost a cup final with John Mooney. Dennis Betts has never lost. Andy Farrell's never lost at Wembley. All these things. Henry Paul, Jason Robinson. They were just lined up. Oh, Eagles ain't got a chance. They might as well just turn up, get the losers' medals and go home. That's all that everybody said. Collect the payout for being runners-up and then just go home and be thankful with that. Wrong. If everybody remembers watching it before, you had Beans, you had Paul Brobent, Tubby, and all the other guys chanting 98, which was our year. It was our chant, 98, 98. And if you remember watching it on, if you can see it now, you can just see him bouncing up and down. And I've never seen Beans look as confident in my life. Paul Broadbent was looking straight ahead. Who looked more confident in that tunnel? Was it us or was it Wigan? Because I knew for a fact we looked like we wasn't going to kill them. We was out. And then it just, the roar just kicked off. The seats. Do you remember the old seats at Wembley? You used to pay something like 40, 50 quid. And you just got a seat at the back. You got no back to it. It was just a plank of plastic. And if you leant back, you just fell backwards because there was no support. That was unbelievable. Yeah, I got a great story about the bet. I just going down and just seeing all the fans and going, and Eagles then saying to me, because I was Freddie, and I don't think people have, I think I've said this before, I'm not quite sure. Now, the plan all the 5-6 weeks was for me to get to Wembley and lead the Eagles out as Freddie the Eagle. And we just thought, I'll do whatever it takes to get me to Wembley. I'll do it. If it means me walking the thing, I'll walk from Sheffield to London. I'll do it. Don't matter. All they asked of me, Mike Turner, Ralph Rimmer, and everybody clucked with the Eagles was, can you get off your crutches in 6 weeks? ACL operation, 70 stitches in my knee, could I get off the crutches after the semi-final? And I said, yeah, I'll try my best. Went to see Alan Tomlinson, the physio. He decided then that I should start training and come in and get my knee built up as quick as I could. So I went in. I must have called him Adolf at least a million times. He was the worst, dear God, the pain he put me through. But 2 weeks before the final, I was off crutches. I was off. It was putting weight on the knee, and it was great. 4 days before the final, I got called into the office at the Don Valley Stadium, and I was planning what I was going to do. Everything was planned what I was going to do. I was having flags on my sides, and I was going to give it the full Sheffield Eagles treatment. Mike called me in the office and said, we've got some bad news. The Rugby Football League doesn't want any mascots promoting tobacco products, because it was the Silk Cut Challenge Cup. So they just turned around and said, there's not going to be no mascots allowed. So I'm sorry, but you're not going to be Eagleman. So I thought, I've got off crutches, I've done all this, and now you're turning around saying, I can't go. He says, no, you're still going. You're still going for the weekend with everybody, but you're not just going to be Eagleman. Remember on the day of the final, I got interviewed by Sheffield Star, and I've still got it. Well, it just, I remember it being, but if anybody remembers the Sheffield Star, that was from the day. That is actually the Monday after we won the final. And if you see at the top there, that is a little bit about me, saying Eagleman wasn't allowed in the ground. I had to watch from the stands. But yeah, that is 18, 19 years old now. That is the Sheffield Star from Monday, the Monday after the final. So that is my little bit of history. And if you look on the back, they came flying with their heads held high. Now, this is the best bit, because I swear, you see all the supporters. And you see all the supporters of that day. And but the best of it is on the other side, it was the day that Doncaster Rovers got relegated from the Football League. Oh dear, how sad. I still got it. But I just remember the build-up. Because the Sheffield Star decided to release this. Now, I don't know if everybody's still got this. I know I've still got mine. I had to buy this off eBay. So I'll tell a lie. I had to buy this off eBay. Remember the famous Full Monty picture that we did up in the thing? It was at the same time as the Full Monty came out. And all of a sudden, everybody was just going crazy and everything was just out of the world. I mean, it still looks brand new inside. What a difference 18 years, mate. Oh, get that picture. Oh, what? Eh? Nah. You had Dale, you had everything. Anyway, let's get to that day. Personally, now let's see if I can remember this. I remember the Full Monty t-shirt. I remember that. We everybody did it. Right, I want to say personal thanks to Wesley Savatabua, Nick Pinkney, Fetu Teowa, Keith Senior, Matt Crowther, Dave Watson, Mark Aston, Paul Broadbent, Johnny Lawless, Dale Lawton, Paul Carr, Darren Shaw, Rod Doyle, substitutes, Linton Stott, even though he didn't get on the pitch, Rocky Turner, Martin Wood, and who was the other sub? There's one more. I forgot who the... Hold on a minute. I forgot who it were. There's one more. Oh, not bleeding. Don't. Michael Jackson. Jacko. There you go. The 17 heroes of Sheffield Eagles on that day. Thank you for giving us the greatest day of our lives. it was the day that nobody laughed at us anymore. It was, and finally, I've got to give thanks to John Keir, to Steve Deacon, Simon Worsnop, the kit man, I remember him, the kit man, all the physio staff, and everybody concerned with Sheffield Eagles in that year. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for giving us the greatest day of our lives. The greatest night in the Portel afterwards. What a night. What a night. Now, if I remember, the next day, everybody went back to the players' bar, which used to be just below the Sheffield Arena, which I think Ibis is now standing in its place. Not quite sure, but I think Ibis is still there. It was just one of them days, and I just remember everybody saying, well, what are we going to do with the trophy? What exactly are we going to do? Because we ain't got a clue now, because who's going to have it? I remember everybody having arguments about where we're going to leave the trophy, because we didn't have a trophy cabinet. We didn't expect it. So all of a sudden, we had this big trophy in the Sheffield Eagles. So I think every school in South Yorkshire, Southwest Yorkshire, Sheffield, Barnsley and Rotherham saw that cup within the next 3 months. Every school that came into the stadium for the year experience got to see it. They got to see the highlights on video. Oh, that building is still there. I apologise, Kate. It's still standing next to Ibis. Ah, right, so. I stayed in Ibis for the week. Never again. It was amazing that night. I think... Everybody asks me, why wasn't I at Sheffield, at the Players' Cafe? At the Players' Bar? Well, I can finally reveal why I wasn't celebrating with every other Sheffield Eagles supporter that day. Because months and months and months before, I'd bought tickets to a concert. And the plan was me to go from London to Sheffield, from Sheffield to Birmingham, from Birmingham back to Sheffield. Now, 1998, it was the height of a certain group's power. So when I got back to Sheffield, it was a case of throwing my case in my sister's car, and she drove me to Birmingham with her husband. And I went to see the Spice Girls. Yep. I turned down the Challenge Cup celebrations of Sheffield Eagles to go and see the Spice Girls. And that's why I wasn't at the Players' Bar. But I made up for it in the following days. I made up for the following days and everything else since. But yep, I'm still a Spice Girls fan to this day. I still love them with all my heart and everything. I think it's ironic that Corey played against the Eagles on Sunday. And 18 years ago, he was on his dad's shoulders. On every picture you saw of Wembley with Mark, it was Corey on his shoulders. And that was just... it's not shameful. It's not shameful at all. But I just remember Corey and seeing him on his dad's shoulders and everything. And it was awesome to see. Just like that. And playing against the Eagles last weekend, I bet he had mixed emotions. I really did. Good performance from all accounts on Sunday against Featherstone Rovers. Shame about the result, 25-14. Shame about all the people that's called Featherstone fans. Because you're trying to get into the Sheffield Eagles supporters group and it's not working. Why do you want to bother coming into our group? Stay at the other side of your own pit. Never mind coming to ours. And he fell asleep. How can you fall asleep at Wembley Stadium? That is going to be one of the greatest things ever. How can you fall asleep in front of 70,000 people at Wembley Stadium? Amazing. Amazing, amazing time. Just crazy, crazy times about it. I think Wembley for me will always hold a special place. The odds of 33-1 on the day against the Eagles every Eagles fan must have had a bet. If it was a fiver, a tenner, whatever it was, we must have had a fiver. Who was your favourite player in that squad? He was only three. Oh, I remember seeing Corey when he was just, I think he had been a couple of months born. Because I remember seeing you and Mark in Hillsborough Shopping Centre, and I was with my dad. And he come down and I just saw him in his pram, and he must have been only a few months old then. So that was the first time I saw Corey. So and I think that's when Mark was at Featherstone as well. I think it was, Mark was just at Featherstone Rovers. That the famous year at Featherstone. What is it with Featherstone Rovers? Eh? What is it? But thanks to everybody, and thanks to for joining in tonight. Thank you. So we're afternoon. it is great to see people coming in and joining it. And thank you so much for taking your time out tonight on this momentous day, on this special occasion day, on this special show that we're doing to celebrate the day that Eagles conquered everybody. Who remembers the match the following week when we played Wigan at Don Valley? Oh, boy. I remember calling it the May of Discontent because I didn't think we won a match for the next 6-7 games. I remember Mark got injured with that freak accident. He had a freak accident. Because of the Lance Todd trophy curse. So he did it. He got injured and he was out. I remember us trying to sign Bobby Goulding on loan from St. Helens to cover the fact that Mark couldn't play for them few weeks. So we'd lost Mark. So I remember that. But yeah, I remember the few matches afterwards. I remember it being a great story in the office. I think it was like 2 weeks before the final. And I think Beans was in there, Tubby, Paul Mark and all the guys. And everybody was asking them, what are we wearing on the pitch? And I think he said, because we can't wear the Pepsi shirt, which was the famous Pepsi shirt we had, because of the clash. So I think everybody was saying, well, what are we wearing? And the guy from AVEC at the time, AVEC, whatever it was, said, well, I've just done a design of your blue shirt from last year. Remember the famous blue chest with the white sleeves? And he said, I've done a different take on that. So we're going to have that. And that shirt looked fantastic. And I really did. Shame we lost. No, we won at Salford. We played Salford a few weeks later. We beat Salford, but that was the only time we won in the next 7 or 8. We beat Salford at the Willows, but we lost all the others. We even went to Northampton and lost, because both teams played in blue. Halifax was in blue stripes, and we was in his blue away kit. Now, so that was fun and games. But it just seemed that I mean, I was being at the office and I shocked everybody. I think it was 2 days after Wembley. We came back on the Sunday. I went into the hairdressers Monday and came in on Tuesday, because Monday was a bank holiday. So that was done. So then came in Tuesday morning with bleached hair, which I'd never done before. And I just bleached it. And everybody thought I was going to do something completely different. But I just came in with bleached hair. So it was like, oh, what's he done? And I went, ah, look, there you go. I bleached my hair. Anyway, let's get on to the topics of today. And before we do that, special thank you. A special thanks goes to Dan Fowler for all his match reports that he's been putting up over the last thing. I think we did. I think we won at Salford and then we just went losing about 7 or 8. Yeah, but I think we did. Something like that. Where's Nigel Boreham when you need him? Where's our Nigel? He'll tell us. He'll tell us, Mr. Statistician. He'll know. If anybody knows, it's him. So, we had that. But, what am I going here? Oh, dear. What's up with my bleeding computer? Ah, here we go. No. 19 years ago today, we defied the odds. Yep. Join the journey. I reckon we should call it the Wenger Bus. Well, join us on the Wenger Bus, because the Wenger Bus is coming. because we're going everywhere on the Wenger bus. Wakefield, anywhere, we're going. Well done, guys, on the thing. We've had lots of all the usual thing. I mean, if you notice, when it gets to this time of year, everybody we connected with Sheffield Eagles, we get more publicity because of what happened at Wembley than anything else. It just seems as though when it gets to May 2nd, it always seems to, like, go off. May 2nd always also holds a lot of... Like, you see how it seems to be May the 2nd for me? Because 12 months later, I left the Eagles to start my new job, which was living in a tent in Wales, which was working on a holiday site. I decided to tender my resignation as a kit man the month before and take on this brand new challenge of living in a tent in Wales for 4 months. And loved it. Changed my life forever. But it cut me up as well, because something that had been part of my life for the best part of 15 years was gone. And it was a lot of soul searching going on them few weeks leading up to my decision. I was loving being a kit man. I loved it. Being a kit man for all three teams was just something that I could only dream of. And next minute I was on the team photo. I was everywhere. I was getting all the... Got some nice gear and everything. So I was really, really blown away. The fact that I was being the Eagles. And then I just started to quit. What's that? Happy birthday, Jane. I believe that we'll get. I believe there'll be another Wembley day in this year. I believe that. So this is just a blip. No news again about the pitch. No news again about the stadium. But hey, no news, good news as far as I'm concerned. I've been trying to get all those people at Sheffield Council. I've been sending emails and everything, but no good at all. So we'll see how we go. But we can just concentrate on the pitch. No negative things. I noticed that somebody came and sent me a message last week about my rantage, but that'll stay personal and that'll stay private. And let's put it this way. Wasn't too happy. Truth hurts. Screw it. Truth hurts. If you're not happy, if you don't like what I say, bye-bye. This is what we do, and this is exactly what we're made of, and it's what we do best. Eagles chat, thanks for the commit. We've had a person call it, wanted to change the title to Eagles TV, but I always think there's already an Eagles TV. Eagles Fans TV, we could change it to that, or just Eagles Chat, Eagles Fan Chat, or whatever you want to call it. It's fine by me. Call it whatever you wish. I'm easy. It's just something that we can do. We can share as points of view. We can debate things. Do whatever you want. It's up to you, really. This week, I don't even know who we're playing. Does anybody know who we're playing this week? Because I've completely forgot. And you might ridicule me, you might take me apart, but I am so sorry, but I have completely forgot who we are playing this week. There we go, it's my birthday Friday. Yeah, I'm not saying how old I am, because I'm way past it. If anybody wants to see me coming up, I'm the Bulls. Oh, we're playing the Bulls. Right. So they've just been on a hiding at Toulouse. So they'll be up for it. We'll be up for it. Who knows? Who knows exactly what's going to happen? But I know all we can do is hope that them 17 lads that take the pitch wearing the Eagles jersey give it their all. And I'm sure that they will. It's a case of just doing the best that they can and going out there. And everything, and then you'll always get some pillock and everything on Facebook or Twitter or whatever it is, and saying, "Ah, well, they should have done this, they should have done that." It's like I said last week, when you've got supporters who've never played the game, and they're saying stuff like, "Oh, he should retire, he should get out of our club, he's useless," and all that, just wake up. just wake up for dear me. You're just not that. You've got to support the lads. It's just a case, not care what anyone else does. No one else is going to do it. It doesn't matter if I'm down here in Sheffield or if it's in Australia or wherever it is. There's Eagles fans everywhere. And they need this more than anything else. If I could personally get to every ground I go to and do what that other channel called Arsenal TV, whatever you call it, what they do and interview the fans after the match, I would gladly do so. And then we could do it that way and be the first rugby league club to do it. I think it'd be great. But it's like I said, I can't do this on my own. I need you guys. It's just a case of that saying, oh yeah, well Dean's okay, Dean's doing it great and everything. If you want to come on, I need you to do it. I'm recording this. It's going to go on iTunes again. It's going to go on Podomatic, as it always does. And that's the way it'll be. But whatever you do, I need your support. I need people to understand that it's just more than one person doing this. So just that someone to talk to. It's just someone to talk about the latest games, the latest things. Someone who's actually been to the game so I can talk to and get an idea of what's happening on the terraces with the fans and seeing exactly what's going on with all the things. If you're shy, I won't do it live. I'll record it and play it and add it to the other bits. But you can do it any way you want. If you wanted to call me on Facebook Live, we'll do it on Facebook Live. If you want to call me on Messenger, do it on Messenger. If you want to call me through Skype, do it through Skype. Doesn't matter. Okay? As long as you guys are enjoying yourselves and as long as you do what you wish and you're supporting the boys the best you can, that's great. Right, here's a question for you guys. Now, I haven't got this year's jersey. Which one should I get? Home? All the way, because my birthday's up and I've got some money, so need an Eagle shirt. So should it be a home one or should it be an away one? What do you think? Is the quality good this year? Is it any good? Is it good as last few years? We've played in everything. Home looks nicer in person. All right, cheers, Billy. At least that's one point and everything, so I've got that to weigh. Away, cheers Ian. So that's one for home, one for away. Alright, love the away one. Ah, well see, that's a star worth. I mean, Katie, I think me and Katie are one of these that's worn everything. I mean, we've worn every colour in the rainbow. In the rainbow when it comes to the Eagles. So, yeah. Here's a question for you, Kate, and all the others that's known it. What was the worst thing? What's been the worst Eagles shirt we've ever worn? I would love to know. If you need to know exactly about what's your worst? I would love to know it because we've had some right doppeldingers. We've had some right bloody things that's like changed the course of the game and change the course of Eagles. We were the first one that didn't have a badge on the front. We had a swooping eagle going across the chest. We was one of the first teams to have purple in a shirt. He was the first one to have the colour of a beer can as a shirt. Green worst, best the purple kit. I disagree. I think the green one was nice. It's not the worst one. The worst one for me was when we changed to a yellow home shirt. And we had, I think it was a 92-93 shirt. Yellow with trophy and match winner made it. And we had trophy on the front. And then we had a purple away kit to that. That yellow shirt for me didn't stand a chance with anything to do with Sheffield Eagles. It wasn't us. It just looked wrong. I remember seeing it for the first time and going, what the hell is that? That's my worst kit we ever had. The yellow one of 92-93. Definitely. Without a doubt, that was awful. I remember the, remember all the things that you're seeing and going and like that and thinking, well, what the hell are we wearing? But I love the purple. I thought it was great having a purple shirt because it looked different at the time, and I was like, wow, this is good. And we always seem to wear, we always seem to win it. We won the second division championship wearing it. We won the second division premiership wearing it. We went into, see, we lost the Yorkshire Cup final wearing yellow. That says my name. That says it all. We lost to Wakefield wearing yellow. The Gary Jack shirt. If anybody wants to remember it, it's the Gary Jack shirt because he wore it in that one season he played with us when we had Bruce and, oh, great, great, great team, that one. But I think that the worst Eagles kit is definitely going to be the yellow unless other people can convince me otherwise. Can you? Yeah. We all know what the worst kit supplier is. Don't we? We definitely know what the worst kit supplier is. Yeah. So, but we've played in everything. Lord Mayor's, we've done, we did Lord Mayor's Parade. We've done all these, didn't think. Oh, Gary Jack. Remember them bloody cycling shorts he wore with the pads in them? Oh, dear. It just seemed mental. It just seemed absolutely mental that he wore these bloody cycling shorts with pads in them. It was like, oh, yeah, well, I'll never get a dead leg. Nobody could even get through. Torpedoes, they were called. Torpedoes. And he said, I'll bring him along and everybody will start wearing them. I remember Darryl wore them for a few games and David Plange wore them. Everybody seemed to be wearing these things that were big padded bloody cycling shorts. Oh yeah. How many coaches went to Wembley? Dear God, I can't remember. I know we took a few to spend the weekend that was with the club because we went down Friday morning and got into London and then we went out on the town Friday night. And I went back early because I was pissed up and didn't want to spend all my money. And next day went back and we ended up with the free bar at the hotel. And everybody came in with a cup. And we were all taking this, I was having this pictures taken with the cup and everything. And it was a great, great night. I think a lot of people was just that... I went on the coach with the rest of them. It was a long journey. I think four and a half, 5 hours. But great, great weekend. Loved it to bits. always seemed to be something with the Eagles. I remember me getting a mention off Tim Adams saying thank you to Dean for all the publicity he's done for the last 4 or 5 weeks. Because anything to do with Freddie, I had to convince. This is the best bit. Radio Sheffield asked me to do an interview. It's unbeknownst to me, Mike Turner has said to him, oh, Dean got drunk against Castleford and he's tore his ligaments and he's had to have an operation before the semi. And that's why he went in hospital. I went, why don't you just tell him the truth? I waited three years on the bleeding National Health Service. Yeah. Yeah, Jason's done very well. There's been a lot of history with me and Jace. A lot of history. A lot of good history. Brilliant history. I'm very proud of him for what he's achieved. I really am. That guy, that kid's worked his arse off. I don't know what other people think. I don't know what anyone else thinks about him. But to be the first Sheffielder to play for the Eagles, to get signed by the Eagles, really good achievement. At that time, that academy side we had was phenomenal. Ryan Sheridan, Alex Thompson, Carl Briggs, you had them all. We had a right side then. Had a right, yeah, Jason in the centres. Oh, it was phenomenal. The academy side we had was just out of this league. And I remember them times very, very well. No, he wasn't the first player from Sheffield to play for the first team, but he was the first Sheffielder to be signed by the club. Richard Armswood was the first Sheffielder to be playing for the first team. See, I remember that. Yeah, there is a difference. Jace was the first Sheffield lad to be signed by the club. Richard Armswood was the first one to play for the first team. I see. I remember. Can't catch me out, Kate. Don't bother doing that. My memory may be going in sometimes, but I can still do it. Don't you dare try and catch me out with that. this weekend, Bradford Bulls, what do we think? We'll have a prediction competition. Can you predict the score? We'll have a predict the score for a bit of fun. Have a predict the score. What do you think? I'll go 24-16 Eagles. I'll say the Eagles have got 24-16 to the Eagles on Sunday. I'm confident our lads will do it. We'll have a prediction. We'll set a league up. Do a prediction for the season. And then we'll go from there. How's that? Okay? Alright. Anyway, what time we on? What time we on now? Oh, it's 20. It's just, we've done 40 minutes so far. We'll do another 10 minutes and then I've got to get out of here. And I've got to take my doggy a walk. Eagles, 26-12. Well, I've said 26-14. So. Oh, God. Come on. Resume. There you go. That's better. Bloody phone tried to update. 37-20-12 to Ian Fozard. Just remember your scores, because yeah, end of the day, we will be doing that. Memories. Right, that's what I was doing. Right, I remember doing that. So, right. Anybody know who John Pickard is? He just has to join the Eagles. He just joined the Eagles thing. Right. Hello to Andrew Senior, who's also there in Germany at this moment. So if he's watching from Germany, good evening. The shirts on eBay, I've now think they're finished. But there's a bargain on eBay at the moment. There's an Eagles shirt from the 90s with Johnny Lawless and 9 on the back. And I think he wants a tenner for it. Bargain in my eyes. I'd have it. And one with Dale Lawton on for 15 quid. So I think I want us to muller them. Absolutely. Get in there. Alright. What we got here? Okay, here we go. We've got a few memories. This is what we got. Memories from Wembley. Steve Dalton. He was on the fact. I said my favourite was. I still got the VHS videotape of Grandstand. And Steve Dalton said he wanted a copy of it. Ages, what a day that was. Only my top by my wedding day and the birth of my son. So it should be. So it should be. Katie Pete says, I remember colouring an inflatable hand that was yellow into a red and gold. It took me freaking ages only to forget it on the day. Katie. I remember when the hooter went and my crying my eyes out, then dancing to Simply the Best. What a day. What an achievement. I remember that. That was crazy. I think thank you very much for sharing your memories. I think that's absolutely fantastic to see exactly what everybody remembers of that day. I think one of the things that did me was... I was in the posh seats. I remember this one vividly. Got me tickets, and Jason and Simon and all of us that was doing the schools at the time. Jason and Simon had been given suits to wear, and I hadn't, so I wasn't bothered about that. Stevie, a group of us went down from the Hawks, just set off, and one of the lads ran into the back of the other lad's car. I remember Status Quo being playing Rocking All Over the World. Why? Why did you play Status Quo Rocking All Over the World? That was stupid. The Eagles came out to Search for a Hero by Heather Small. It wasn't M People. Remember that. But it was just a lot of things that day. I think when I was going into my seat, I'd worn the same outfit for every round of the cup. I'd worn jeans, these Nike trainers I'd got, the same socks, washed every time. Come on. Underwear was the same. Washed, of course, every time. The t-shirt underneath the shirt, the full Monty t-shirt, that was worn underneath the shirt. And on top was the Pepsi shirt with Mitchell 69 on the back. Now, how much did Menzies' shirt go for in the end? I don't know. I didn't know Menzies had a shirt on there. Did he? Well, hold on, soon have a look. Yeah, that day at Wembley was great. I just sat there, everybody else is in the posh things, and I'm sat there with nothing on. I was like, yeah, whatever. The Summer Bash shirt, fully signed by the team from last year. There is 1 hour, 42 minutes left to bid on it. £35 there is left on that. This 35 quid has been bid on the Basher. So that's what's happening at this time. I think there's about an hour left on all the items. I'm just trying to see for the black one, which that my computer is being a pain in the arse as usual. But the Summer Bash shirt that's signed by the team from last year is £35. I bought something off eBay this morning, which is a South Sydney Zoo home shirt for 25 quid. So I couldn't resist it. I thought it was an absolute bargain to get it. So, hey-ho. Right, other items. Let's have a look. Let's have a look where he's going. Oh, wow. Oh, it's 53 quid. They've got quite a few things. I don't know if anybody's interested. They've got it's all raising money for funds. So if you want to buy something that's got Leeds, designed by the Leeds Rhinos, they've got a Sheffield Eagles fully signed ball at 20 quid, Leeds Rhinos signed ball at 20 quid, Rugby League anniversary brochure, Leeds Rhinos 2000 Challenge Cup, Army Rugby League 20th anniversary shirt framed. Signed Rugby League 120 years anniversary shirt, Great Britain, that's 46 quid. Yorkshire Origin Rugby League long sleeve players training shirt, University. 9 days left on that. I might bid on that. That's really nice. Yorkshire top, so I might watch that. Gary Schofield signed testimonial brochure, 5 quid to buy it now. Leeds Rhinos Super League fully signed shirt from this year's team, £107. The Leeds Rhinos signed, but all this is going to the university, so dig deep. The Eagles shirts, 35 quid for the Summer Bash, £53 for the Menzies Yuri signed away match shirt, and the ball is 20 quid. There you go. So that's what we got, and forth, so forth. But that's what's happening on eBay at this time. So, good luck if you're going to bid on that. The Menzies shirt looks absolutely fantastic anyway. So, anyway, got to love you and leave you. Thank you so much for being part of tonight's show. We'll be putting up on iTunes as soon as I finish this. It's a quick edit. Get it up on iTunes and you can download it and listen to it to your heart's content. 19 years ago, it's like I said at the start, 19 years ago, Sheffield Eagles changed everybody's lives. 17 lads went on that pitch. Well, 16 plus Linton. And everybody said to him, you're not going to score. Then Nick Pinkney scored. Then Matt Crowther scored. And then everything else just said. And Tubby with a drop goal. With it on 12. And then Rocky with his famous stretching his out. Put the ball on the try line and did it. 17 points to 8. We beat Wigan. It doesn't matter what Wigan say. Doesn't matter what Wigan do for the rest of the time. Saturday, May 2nd, 1998, will forever say Sheffield Eagles 17, Wigan Warriors 8. And also it will say Challenge Cup winners, Sheffield Eagles. Lance Todd Trophy winner, Mark Aston. That they, no matter what happens in Sheffield Eagles history, no matter what they say, no matter what they do, that will always say that. Some clubs have never won the Challenge Cup. Some people have never gone close to it. We did it in 14 years of existence. Now, beat that. Right? Very best of luck. If you're going to Bradford, I think it's... If it's a Bradford match, or is it Wakefield? If you're going to the match on Sunday, very best of luck. Safe journey. Look after yourself. Next week's show will be on Wednesday. Next show will be next week, Wednesday. I'm on nights, Monday and Tuesday, so I can't do it. Unless we do it Sunday night, it's up to you. Okay? We might do it Sunday night, so we'll get that way. But thanks to everybody for tonight. Thanks to everybody for helping us celebrate the greatest day in Sheffield Eagles history. Take care, everyone. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.